Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and this is the first catch-up for 2017.
Today we'll tell you exactly what we got up to on our holidays and why Pete needs another break.
Broken teleprompters, a record-breaking movie called La La Land, and a lot of very expensive gift bags, the wash-up from the Golden Globe Awards coming up in the Shaw Report, and heaps more.
This year, Lisa and Pete are going to be 40% more awesome. Well, we hope so. And you can get up to 40% off right now at ABC Blinds. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth. For Perth on Mix 94.5.
A Shaw Report, Lise.
Well, the Hollywood Awards season officially got underway today with the 74th Golden Globe Awards. It's a busy time in Hollywood if you're a dressmaker or an agent or a publicist, basically anything but a chef, because none of these people are eating until after the Oscars. You think I'm kidding?
No, I know. That's what's so
nearest,
funny about it.
Burger drive-through to where they have the Oscars, the Kodak Theater or whatever it is these days, after the event. Jimmy Fallon hosted the Globes, and the reviews are not exactly bringing down the house. Fallon floundered pretty much from the second he got on stage. He did apologetically explain to the audience and to the millions of people watching around the world that his teleprompter hadn't kicked in.
Okay.
What he should have been apologising for is, I don't have a backup plan. Don't you think you would have a rough idea of, you know, what's coming up if you are hosting a show that is going to millions of people? Write something on your hand.
Yeah, and you're Jimmy Fallon as well. You're kind of expected to be able to just run with it.
Yeah, maybe leave your mate Jack Daniels until after the show. Now, La La Land, it was their year. It set a record for the most Golden Globe wins with 7, beating One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Midnight Express, each of which won 6, and both of which also were a bit la la. It won Best Picture, Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, Best Actor, Ryan Gosling, Best Actress, Emma Stone. Yes, that's right, Best Actress, Emma Stone, Best Director, Best Original Score, Best Original Song. It goes on and on and on. Another big winner was, well, reasonably big, was The People versus O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story.
You're kidding.
I can't believe it. It is the worst television. I mean, I was there for the, you know, not there.
You
but
were
I was,
there.
You know, there for the actual trial. It was like that they were taking the, you know, it
the
was
mic?
Just awful.
But
I mean, I know it was a crazy case. And you talk about you can't write this stuff, but that's the thing. It was terrible.
We were talking about this last year as the series was going on. You were saying that, you know, it seems so crazy on TV, but essentially what we were watching almost seemed like a parody, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, but I mean, it was Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah, he was like, Cuba Gooding Jr.
The Bronco. I couldn't buy it. There were some genuinely amusing moments during the Golden Globes, albeit not from the host. It is safe to say Steve Carell and Kristen Wiig, who co-star in the upcoming Despicable Me 3, stole the show, presenting the award for Best Animated Movie.
We are so happy to present Best Animated Film this evening.
Yes, because we all love animated films. Do you remember the first time you saw an animated movie?
I do, actually, very well. It's kind of a big deal. I was 6 years old, and my dad took me to see Fantasia. It was astounding. The music, the spectacle of the whole thing, it was kind of a life-changing experience.
Yeah, it's a classic.
And as we were leaving the theater, there, standing in the lobby, was my mom. And that was the moment she told my dad that she wanted a divorce. I never saw my father again after that day. Fantasia Day. What about you? What was the first animated film you saw?
Bambi. March 14th, 1981. It was the same day we had to put our dogs down. My grandpa thought it would be fun to go to the movie, you know, take our minds off of it. But then, you know, Bambi's mom. And,
and the nominees are...
Somehow I think they probably would have been able to do that even if the teleprompter wasn't working.
Yeah.
In other news, magician David Blaine shared a video in which he accidentally shot himself in the throat when a dangerous stunt went wrong in Las Vegas. 10 million people have clicked like on it. It's a crazy world.
We want to know when you've been embarrassed in front of a crowd. Happened to me over Christmas Day.
Really?
Was at the in-laws get together in the afternoon.
Right.
And I'm walking through, it was about 30 or 40 people there. I said hello to every single person.
Yep.
Quite a crowd. Got to Uncle Ted in the back and he was sitting down at the perfect height to tell me that I did it with my fly undone the entire way. Yeah, white underwear. So everybody could see what was going on. Sort of turned around afterwards and got the knowing wink from a few of the other uncles and aunties. Auntie Bev just going, yeah. So
she came back for a second hello.
Mark in Forestfield, when have you been embarrassed in front of a crowd, mate?
I do some work for a community radio station.
Yeah.
And we broadcast at the Canning Show every year. So about 2 years ago, I was on air and I noticed my little niece and nephew in the crowd. So I said, come on over. And so I said, look, we're going to go to air in a couple of seconds. Just tell me what you've done and what you think of the show. So anyway, sitting down, she's all prepped, and I'm sort of talking away to her. And my little niece Lily is, I'm going to her, I'm saying, so what rides have you been on and what have you seen? And she goes, we're going to the, you know, all the rides and everything like that, but you haven't been on any rides yet. No, no, no. My dad needs to go to the toilet very quickly. And I just wanted to ask you if you knew where the toilets were. And I went, okay, no worries, let's go to a song.
Always guaranteed from a seven-year-old. Eh?
Always.
Oh, it is. It's like you can't work with animals or kids. It was great.
And we know, like, you know, I mean, you're working for the community radio station. If you're there, you're on location, you're broadcasting, you're doing it in front of a crowd and they're
the
all
lot.
Just looking
yes.
straight at you. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yes, they are. But the thing about it was, it's like my brother Gavin was in the audience as well, and he couldn't stop laughing, and then everyone was just cheering her as she was leaving the booth. And being the little prima donna princess that she is, she was doing her little bows.
Oh,
and
great.
She was going through, Hello.
Upstaged and all. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, it was beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Alison in Seville Grove, when were you embarrassed in front of a crowd?
I was 9 years old and we went on a resort holiday to Mauritius, and it's a bit like Bali where you've got all the resorts on the beachfront there.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to give the whole water skiing thing a go, and they give you a bit of information, but they never quite told me what I had to do if you fall off the skis. We were doing the whole water skiing thing with myself and a few other of the resort guests on the boat, and it was my turn, I was on the skis and I fell off and I didn't let go. And I just so happened to be wearing a bikini and my bikini bottoms were floating way down the other end of the boat, mate.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is in front of a few resorts. So the rest of our holiday, I was known as the bikini bottoms girl by not only our resort and our guests, but all of the others along the beachfront.
You were hoping to be Gidget and you were like with the water skiing and you turned out to be bikini girl. Oh, well, could be worse.
Pretty much.
Thanks, Alison. Christmas break, Lise.
Yes, 4 weeks of very
what?
Little.
Very, very little?
Mm-hmm.
How was your Christmas break? And I say break in inverted commas.
Why?
Because I can't call it a break, and I'll get to that, but please.
Do you put everyone's break in inverted commas or just mine?
Well, no, this is my break.
Oh, good.
But I'm sure you had a break.
Yeah.
So what'd you get up to exactly?
Oh, God, I wish you'd told me you were going to ask me this. I would have made something up.
Really?
You know, this and that and then some of that. Look, there was a whole lot of lying on the couch, binge watching and doing very little other than feeling guilty. But I did order a piece of exercise equipment.
Did you?
And I was going to go for it and set up, but it didn't arrive until literally this morning.
What piece of exercise equipment?
Oh, it's...
Don't tell me it's the one where you actually strap it to yourself and it's got like the little, it jolts you to make your muscles move for you.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because that's the piece of exercise equipment that I've seen.
You do have
before.
To do something. Yeah. You've got to set it up, plug it in. I'll let you know how it goes. I haven't even unpacked it yet.
All right, looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas break. You know, before we went on break, you, myself, and Justin Hamilton were having a chat off the air one day.
Mm.
The guy who does our TV and movie reviews, he'll be back tomorrow, by the way. And we were talking about what's the point of Christmas in July. And I totally get why we need a Christmas in July.
Why?
And the reason why...
The thinking was, I think, sort of some... people that have moved here from the UK and wanted a, you know, cold Christmas.
Something like that.
You know, but it's not though, it's July.
I need a Christmas in July so I can have a Christmas from my Christmas.
Well, you just need two Christmases in that December week.
To be able to relax.
Yeah.
Because Christmas for me, this was my Christmas day, right?
Right.
This is why I'm a little bit grinchy about the holidays we've just had. Because
because the baby and all that, and boxes of paper.
Yeah, it's great, but she's 6 months old, so yeah. I could literally give her paper wrapped in paper and she'd be stoked. Yeah. As long as she's chewing on paper, she's happy. It's Christmas Day for her. Right? But we had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to be at my parents' by 7:30. Okay? Right? This is for the get together breakfast mum and dad wanted to have, and they put on a great spread and it was fantastic. It's great. Then we finished there at 11. And we're off to Wembley Downs for for the in-laws and all of their big family get-together. Right. And then we finish there at 6.
Oh, it's and cool. Then there is a timetable. It's quite a schedule.
And we're back to mum and dad's house again for the big Corelli family get-together. And all of a sudden, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning?
6 o'clock in the morning was the Corelli get-together, which was just mum, dad, me, my brother, our wives and our kids.
Right.
And then the one at night was the everybody in the family gets together at mum and dad's house, right? So from 6 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock the following morning, we are here, there and everywhere. The day goes so freaking fast that you don't have time to enjoy it.
No,
by the
time
you get to the end of it, you've gone, well, that was Christmas for another year.
I know, because I ate 3 Christmas dinners in different places.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. When the show finishes, Lisa and Pete clear out pretty fast. Discounted ABC blind stockers clearing out just as quick. Call 13 13 15.